Today's date is Wednesday, December 2012. Time is approximately 15:09 hours. This will be an interview with Officer Daniel Alcala with the Santa Ana Police Department regarding Special Assignments Case 12-031. My name is Investigator Brett Anderson with the District Attorney's Office, and I'll ask that everybody introduce themselves around the room.
Yes, Detective Leo Rodriguez, Batch 2408, Santa Ana Police Department, Homicide CAP Unit.
Dan Alcala is POA Attorney, last to spill.
Okay, and Daniel, just for the record.
My name is Daniel Alcala, badge number 3226.
Okay. Okay, Daniel, is it Daniel? Is that what you prefer, Dan, Danny?
Daniel's fine, sir.
Daniel, okay. There's an admonition I'll give you before I start asking you questions. It's also standard in our investigations. Is this a voluntary statement?
Yes.
Okay. Has anyone from your agency ordered you to give a statement?
No.
Okay. And do you feel compelled to give a statement because the district attorney's office is involved?
No.
Okay. How long have you been with the Santa Ana Police Department?
I've been with them now for about 2 years and 9 months, sir.
Okay. And did you have any experience at another agency?
Yes, sir.
Where was that?
I was a deputy sheriff with the LA County Sheriff's Department for about 8 months.
Okay. And what's your current assignment with Santa Ana?
I'm in field operations, specifically patrol. I work northeast graveyards Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is that Northeast District, or
yes, sir.
Is that what it's called? Okay. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And what are your hours?
I work from 1800 to 06:30 in the morning.
Okay. All right, so that would have been a regular day for you then, right?
Yes, sir.
The night of Saturday into Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that date, what time did you start your shift? Do you remember?
1800, sir.
Okay.
Normal time.
And were you dressed in a patrol uniform?
Yes, sir.
And what did that entail, just briefly?
Just a standard issue uniform. I was wearing my long sleeve, no jacket, badge visible with my gun belt and all my tools.
And shoulder patches, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir, okay. Shoulder patches.
And Mr. Anderson, just for the record, we're talking about December the 15th?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you.
Starting at approximately 23:45 hours, something like that.
Okay, thank you.
And with the shift starting at 1800 at night.
Understood.
Okay.
Thanks.
Was that a Class A uniform you were wearing?
No, sir. I was just wearing my.
Oh, there's no class. Yeah. There's no class designation to it. Okay. And you had photos taken that night of you by the sheriff's department, right? By the crime lab?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That night, what was the unit number that you were in? Do you remember?
I don't recall. It's
okay.
Head, no, sir.
What about call sign?
343.
Okay. And did you have a partner?
I was in one
solo
unit.
Officer.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so, going back to that night and that the incident that happened on Washington, do you remember? Well, I already said approximately 23:45. Do you remember what the call was or what took you to that location?
Yeah, it was. I believe it was a call for service.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was an unknown trouble call regarding a male and female arguing or screaming and kids possibly involved, something along those lines.
Okay. And that came from dispatch?
Yes, sir.
Were you the one that was assigned the call, or were you like an assisting unit?
I believe my partner was the primary officer, and I was the assisting officer.
Okay. Who was your partner on that call then?
It would have been Officer Garcia.
Okay. And do you remember what his unit number was?
I don't know his unit number, no,
okay.
Sir.
So you say he had the handle and you were assist?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Okay. And then when you arrived on call, did you arrive first, or did your partner arrive first?
On the way over there, we kind of just happened to meet up prior to the location, so we kind of rolled in together.
Okay. How long after you got the call would you say you arrived?
A few minutes. It was very shortly thereafter.
And then once you got there, how did you guys approach, or how did you approach?
Kind of the way we work. Just blacked out. Mm-hmm. We don't know what we have, so we parked just west of the location, and then we exited the patrol vehicles and made our way on foot.
Okay. When you got there on foot, what happens after this? Where did you go when you got there on foot?
Yeah, we parked and then we proceeded to walk east towards the location, which I believe was 506 East Washington. As we're walking, I see a male with no shirt. He's standing by the front of the door of the residence, and then he walks inside. So then me and my partner, we walk up and make contact with that male. We knock on the door, and the male comes out.
Was this the front of the property at that address?
Yes, sir.
Because kind of jumping ahead a little bit, there's also units in the back of the place, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And but the one you're talking about right now, was that the front door that would face like the porch, the front?
It would be the front door, yeah, which the front door faces. Washington, okay. The main door.
Okay. So the guy answered the door.
Yeah, a guy, I don't know who it was, okay. But the guy that had walked out and went back inside the residence, he's the one that answered the door.
Okay.
And then just kind of ask him, hey, is everything okay? And he's like, yeah. Knowing that the call had to do with the male and female, we're like, hey, is your wife okay?
Right.
Just make sure it's not a DV or anything like that. So then he says something that, no, you know, everybody's fine in here, but I heard kind of like loud banging against the wall and stuff outside. And then we ask him, well, is there other families? Because, you know, typically there's more families in these big places. And he says, yeah, there's a couple families that live towards the rear. So we were kind of just right inside the doorway, and we walk back outside, and as we do, I see just a male subject wearing a black shirt just start running towards the rear of the residence.
Okay, where was he at when you saw him?
He was right by, there was multiple vehicles parked facing southbound in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
He was right there by one of them. And as soon as he saw us, he kind of just went boom to the rear.
Okay. David, I kind of made a redrawing of a sketch I made that night. This one's kind of real quick because I only made one copy, but this is kind of what I use with another witness. And
okay.
If generally what we try to do is somebody get a sketch done real quick so that people can refer to it throughout their interviews.
Yes.
This is just kind of a redrawing of the same thing that I use. So if it's okay with you, I was going to use it to have him kind of make notes about what he saw,
yeah,
where
I
he saw.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, entirely appropriate.
Okay.
Two things real quick. This is obviously not to scale.
Right.
And then, Dan, I'm going to need you to have a look at this and see if it fairly accurately depicts what you remember from 506 Washington. If not, you're going to have to modify it so that Mr. Anderson has an accurate sketch that we're going to work from.
It does pretty much fairly all up until this rear portion. Because there's also like a little kind of like a little area right here.
Was it back in this corner?
Yeah, it was kind of like, well, maybe it's right here, kind of like, it's like another part where some guy was able to go.
Perhaps when we get to that portion of either your narrative or the Q&A, we'll have you make those markings on the sketch, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
All right.
Okay, so looking at this, and the way I've got it drawn is this would be the front of that house that you were at,
yes,
506 Washington. This is an apartment building on the corner of Lacey and Washington.
Yeah, Washington and Lacey.
Yeah, and so that's north. And then somewhere up in here is a front door.
Yeah,
there's
like a front door right here, and there's like a porch. Mm-hmm. There's like a porch, and there's a couple steps that you have to go up. That you have to go up into, but yeah.
Okay. Actually, if you want to use my pen, since it's blue and it's different than the other colors, I've got another pen.
I was gonna say,
you got one?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So if you could, on this drawing, can you show where you and your partner were when you, and where the guy was that you saw when he started running?
Yeah, we're about right here. As we're walking out, as soon as we walk out, we see a guy kind of like right here by this vehicle right here.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of vehicle that was?
No.
Okay. It's not that important. I was just curious. So when you say you were about, and can you make a mark, make like two X's where you and your partner, roughly where you and your partner were when you saw him?
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's not to scale, not where
right.
The door is at, but we were just right outside the door, so I was kind of like right here, and my partner was maybe like right here.
Okay. So you had just stepped out, and was it, well, what was your, when you stepped out, what were you guys going to do at that point?
We were going to go to the rear and check on the other families in the back.
That man had talked about?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you do, you see somebody out near this car, which would be the car closest to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Can you put in an approximate mark where that guy was when you first saw him?
He was somewhere right here, sir. I mean, I don't know if he would have been here or here because it happened so fast, but he was somewhere by this first vehicle.
Okay. And when you approached, you said you were west of the location.
We were west of the location. So we parked. So here's Lacey up here.
Mm-hmm.
If Lacey's right here. So we parked our vehicles just one and then two. So we just parked just right here.
Okay. And so you would have crossed this area.
Yes, sir.
At that to get to the door there,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And did you see anybody in there at the time? On the
no,
near
no,
that,
not that okay. I remember, no, sir.
Okay. So you see him, and then he took off running. Do you know if it was there anybody else out there with him?
Not that I remember, sir. Just the guy just boom, just started to the rear.
Okay. Was it like a full sprint?
Yeah, it was just like.
Okay, so then what did you and your partner do?
We immediately gave chase around to the rear of the residence. So we ran all the way back. As we did, there was a subject standing here who was wearing, I believe it was like a red shirt. And then another subject, I don't know, somewhere back here he was smoking. So we chased this guy. We come all the way back here. When we're back here, by the back of the wall, I hear kind of like the footsteps of something. The guy had already scaled the wall. Wasn't sure if he had scaled this way or scaled that way.
Okay, and then on this drawing where I've got the parking lot marked, that's a big parking lot that belongs to a hospital over on this side, right?
Yeah, I believe the address over here is maybe 600 east.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so with your pen, can you mark approximately where the other people were that you saw when this guy was running?
Yeah, there was a guy. It was kind of like cluttered back here, but there was a guy somewhere along one of these buildings, or there was something back there, but he was kind of like in the middle. It was a guy wearing a red shirt. I'm not sure if it was this one or that one, because I haven't went back there trying to check that out. But there was a guy here, and there was a guy somewhere back here
who
was
back by this wall.
Back by the wall, yes, sir.
Okay. Can you mark this one? This guy you said had a red shirt, right?
Yeah.
Can you write like red shirt there so I can reference that one later if I need to? And then somewhere back in here, you said was the other guy.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So you hear what sounds like the guy went over the wall, but you didn't see which direction he went?
No, I wasn't sure if he had continued directly west or southwest, but he had definitely made it over. Now this area right here, I'm not sure where exactly it would cut off, but in this residence, there's like a, if I may.
Yeah, go. It's kind of like feel free to make like whatever note you want.
Like a some kind of, I don't know if it's a wall or just wooden something where somebody would have to jump over, and if you're at eye level, you wouldn't be able to see.
Right.
So you kind of have to like stand up on something to be able to look down.
Right.
So at this point, not knowing where this guy had went, I immediately, and my partner held his position here, and I immediately ran back onto Lacey to see where this guy was going, if he had made it out that way.
Okay. So your attention was strictly on the guy that ran?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember anything about what he was wearing or any physical?
No, just other than he had a dark colored shirt.
Okay.
That's it.
When you started chasing him down this driveway, where was the last spot that you saw him? Do you remember?
Just right here, sir. And then just right here from when we first picked him up, from my vantage point. And then all I heard was just kind of like just the guy was gone.
Okay. And then at some point you heard the noise back here.
We heard the noise back here.
Now I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you interpreted as he went over the wall in some direction. You just weren't sure which way.
Yeah, he went over because you can hear like the moving around.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't sure if he continued over and he was going to go west or if he was going to go southwest. So again,
okay.
I came back all the way around back on to Lacey and came here to try to cut him off or block him in.
Okay. And where was your partner the last, when you went around the block, where was your partner
last? He held right here. He was holding right here at this wall.
Okay. Could put a mark there and just roughly where you thought he was holding that position?
Yeah, from the last point that I saw him,
right.
From, if I may, the last point that I saw him was right here.
Okay. And then, so at some point as you're going back around, did you hear any noises or anything that caught your attention?
Well, as I'm coming around and I'm going south on Lacey,
mm-hmm.
From my peripheral vision, I'm looking, with my flashlight, I don't see anybody. And from my peripheral vision, I catch a flashlight. So I look to my left and I can see Officer Garcia, he's up now, elevated up, and I hear him say, let me see your hands. So I look to my left. I look to my left after I saw the light, and I see Garcia standing, my partner standing up, and he's telling somebody, let me see your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm over here somewhere, and I start running this way, and again, he says something like, don't move or stay there, or something along the lines. I don't know exactly what he said.
Okay.
And as I keep, now I'm running east towards his location. There's like a couple parked vehicles over here, something like that.
Right.
So I hear him again, let me see your hands. And at this point now, I see a male subject with a dark colored shirt, the same dark colored shirt that we had seen right here, that I saw right here. He's coming up now. If you're just standing level, you're not going to be able to see anybody. So he had to be getting up on something or climbing up. So he's going in the direction of my partner, Officer Garcia.
Oh, so you can see.
So as I'm here, I don't see anybody when I hear him. When I see him with the light and I see him, let me see your hand, and I don't see anybody. So then he again says something, stay there, don't move. And now I see a guy coming up like he's climbing up on something, because now I'm able to see his, a person. I'm able to see the black shirt. He has jeans, like some like blue jeans or something like that.
Okay.
Now he's coming up, and I hear him again, let me see your hands. And then I start running over here, and then it was like the guy was literally like from me to you, mm-hmm. from like that close to Officer Garcia, and then when I heard the shots.
Okay, so this right here, this isn't the... Because I know there was like a, for lack of a better term, like a smoking deck or something back here where there was like some chairs, and you're right, it was kind of cluttered.
There was actually like a small shed behind the garage. You had the garage, which I think...
Yeah, there was something else back here. Yeah,
there's a shed back
okay.
there. Another little structure there.
So,
and then they had the tables and chairs behind that.
Okay. So what I'm trying to get clear is, was he still on this property when you saw him standing up?
And
like within this property here?
Yeah, again, sir, I don't know where work because I haven't went back and kind of walked right. through it and stuff like that. But there was a point, I don't know if it's at this property or at the end of the property, where there's kind of like a small little, like a box kind of, box shape where somebody, if they, you know, going over, if they go over it, it kind of like, it's just like a square. So you're not going to be able to see. It's kind of like a place where you can keep, I don't know, where somebody would keep like a trash can or chairs or like just miscellaneous junk and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's high enough where you're not going to be able to just peek over. You have to get up on something,
right.
on a table, on a chair or something to be able to look down. And vice versa, if you're going to come back on the other side, you have to be able to come up the other way.
Okay. So when I'm still trying to get that layout. I don't remember seeing that part.
Yeah, there was you got the garage there, which
is, yeah.
You had another structure right behind that, mm-hmm. smaller.
Right in here?
Probably half the size of the garage.
Okay.
Or smaller. Like a shed.
Right.
And then behind the shed you had, there was a table.
Yeah, I remember that.
There were some chairs and there were some tires mm-hmm. in the corner for this southwest.
Right.
There. And then I couldn't tell what was west of that, but there was another... I remember seeing another building west of the wall there. And then I think it might have been, I don't know if your time was there, kind of looked like a driveway maybe?
Because there's parked cars here.
Right.
And then maybe it could have been connected to this property over here on Lacey, but
right.
there was like a something right here.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe the
property. I was just going to ask you, Danny, we don't know its use, but are you describing a fenced area, an enclosed area?
Yeah, it's like an it's an enclosed area of some kind. I don't remember again because it happened so fast. If it was enclosed with wood on that went this way, or because mm-hmm. this side was obviously like the wall,
right.
the cinder block wall.
Right.
And then I don't know if this was just wooden on this side and then wooden on this side, but it was an enclosed
okay.
area.
So when you're over here, what separates you from this whole yard over here?
From this, I would have had to jump over. But when I catch the Garcia's light,
mm-hmm.
I was on the street. I was kind of like in the middle of the street, closer to the west sidewalk, because I was checking to see maybe he was hiding behind a car or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And then kind of when I kind of just looking around. Peripheral vision when I caught the light, and when I looked to my left, there was nobody. All I could see was Officer Garcia,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking to, he's giving commands to somebody. There's nobody, you know. There's nobody that I can see until again he tells the guy to, you know, stay there, don't move, and then now I start to see the guy come up towards Garcia.
Right.
So as he's doing that again, he tells him, you know, let me see your hands, and the guy is advancing still towards Garcia.
Okay. Is there when you say that Officer Garcia had to get up on something to look over this, is the guy lower than him at this point?
Well, again, I didn't look in here, but from where I was at, Garcia had to get up on something to okay. be able to look down.
Okay.
He had an elevated position and he's giving, you know, he starts to give whoever commands. When I start going to the east, this guy gets up on something, because I couldn't see him at first. He gets up on something and starts advancing towards Garcia.
Oh, okay.
So, again, I don't know what Garcia was on, if he was on a table or a chair or something,
right.
but he was able, obviously, to see something.
Okay. And when you saw the guy, how much of him could you see?
At first I just saw kind of like a head come up,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw his shirt to where I was able to see his jeans. I don't remember his shoes, but okay. I remember he was coming up in a direction where he was coming directly towards Garcia.
Was he moving fast or slow?
It happened so fast, but it looked okay. like he was going in that direction.
Okay.
Because again, there was a wall here. He obviously jumped here. He could have went here. He could have went here. But
right.
he made the. I don't know why, but he started continue to go towards Garcia.
Okay. When you said that you could see his shirt and then his jeans, could you see where his hands were?
I couldn't see his hands.
Okay.
His hands were somewhere kind of like
okay.
up here towards his area, but I couldn't see what his hands were doing.
But is it your opinion that his hands were in front of him? Like they weren't out to the side.
Yeah, they weren't out to the
side.
They were definitely somewhere towards
you couldn't see them because they were in front of him and you were behind your view was from behind?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I know this all happened real quick, but when you went around the block, did you see what these guys in the backyard might have done?
No, sir.
Okay. No worries. Now, after you hear the, how many, you said you heard shots. How many did you hear? Do you remember?
About three.
Okay.
No more than three, sir.
And then what does this guy do after that?
I'm running towards Garcia. I get about, I don't know how far, and then when I hear the shots, and then this guy falls or jumps or falls into this parking lot. I come up and I think get on one of the parked cars, or I jump on something so I'm able to see him, and mm-hmm. I make sure he's okay. And then I'm the first one over the wall, and then he comes over and we start putting it up.
So this here was Officer Garcia, right?
Uh-huh.
Can you do me a favor and just write his name there?
Yes, sir.
And then the other guy, he came over the wall this way, from the yard there over.
No, he was coming here towards Garcia.
Right.
And then when he was again real close,
right,
within touching distance, and then he ended up on this side, whether he fell or he jumped that way.
Okay. And when you say within touching distance, how far would you say that is?
It's kind of like from me to you.
Okay, so say 3 feet?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And then after you hear the shots, that's when you see... the guy up on the wall either goes over it or falls over it, or somehow he goes.
Yeah, however it happens,
right.
He ends up coming on the south side of the property into the parking lot of 600 East Washington.
And then at that point, you get up, whether it's on a car or a trash can or whatever, to where you can get an advantage on him and see where he's at, right?
Yeah, I come up. I'm able to. First thing I see is my partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not hurt or anything like that. Then jump down into the parking lot. And then we start putting it out.
Okay. Did this guy say anything to you when you got... Well, did you go to him right away, or did you wait for other units before you guys approached
him? No. We went to him and made sure that he wasn't going to be a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made sure we started putting out all the information.
Okay. Did he say anything to you when you guys got to him?
Yeah, he just started to moan, sir.
Okay. Once you guys, now what did Officer Garcia do after you got to this guy?
He just kept eyes on him, and then I started putting out everything on the radio.
Okay. Did he come back over the fence?
Who?
Not back over the fence. Did Officer Garcia come over the fence into the parking lot?
Yes, sir.
From this way or from around the block?
No. From I believe from where he was at, he was able just to come on over.
And then how long, if you know, was it before any officers got back into this backyard again, since you guys were on this side of the wall? Did anybody go back into the backyard there to look for either, you know, a weapon of some sort or where these guys were that you originally seen? Did you guys think about that?
I think everybody, I don't know, I can't say what everybody else was thinking, right. But I think everybody was you know, trying to get here and get... this guy handcuffed and get the scene secure.
Right.
And then after that was done, and then, you know, they started to do article searches and things of that nature.
Okay.
And as far as the time elapsed from when that occurred, sir, I don't know.
Okay. When you were over on this side, over on Lacey, and you saw this guy get up to where you saw his head, and then his shirt, and then his pants, what did you think he was doing? Just your own opinion.
He was advancing toward Officer Garcia.
Okay. Is that consistent with what Officer Garcia was telling him to do, that you heard?
No, Officer Garcia was giving him commands to let me see your hands, mm-hmm. and again to remain where he was at and don't move.
Okay. And again, you can't speak for Officer Garcia, but seeing what you saw from your vantage point and knowing what Officer Garcia was telling him to do and seeing what this guy was really doing, do you think he was a threat to Officer Garcia's safety?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you this only because it's one of the things we have to cover. Did you fire any rounds or did you fire your gun at all in this?
No, sir.
Okay. And perceiving that guy was a threat, and again, don't take offense to this. Why didn't you get any shots in there?
Because from where I was at, my distance I felt was too far, and again, Officer Garcia would have been right in the backdrop, and he would have been, you know, I could have possibly hit him.
Okay.
If I had.
Okay. You want to go ahead, Leo, while I look through this?
Yeah. When you guys first saw the suspect, did you see him put anything in his waistband? When you guys saw him in the driveway first, what did he do with his hands? Did you see any movement or his waistband?
For me, sir, it was just kind of like one of those fast things. He just, boom, just darted off to the rear.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then did at any point when he ran to the rear yard, did you guys lose sight of him, whether it was for a few seconds or longer? Or
Garcia was in a little bit in front of me, so he kind of had the lead. But for me, I kind of lost him like back here when he started to go over the wall. So when I got back here, all I just remember was just hearing the sound of him going over the wall.
So when you were running at first behind Officer Garcia, about how far from Officer Garcia were you, approximately?
Maybe 5 feet. No more than 5 feet, sir.
So if the suspect was able to make any contact with the guy with the red shirt, for example, would you guys have seen that, or possibly not?
Maybe Dave, because I was right behind him. But it's possible the guy with the red shirt or the guy that was smoking right here to the back.
Okay. Did you hear the suspect say anything to Officer Garcia?
No, I didn't, sir.
No. Did he say anything to you?
No, sir.
Okay. You already said you heard Officer Garcia giving him commands, and the guy kept walking towards Officer Garcia.
Yeah, Garcia was giving him commands, and the guy started to advance towards Garcia.
So at that point, you were concerned for Officer Garcia's safety?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just to confirm, I don't know if I understood where the suspect was at. When he was walking towards Officer Garcia, were they still in the same yard, or was the suspect in it? Was there a separation between them? Was there like a fence, a wall, or were they in the same area?
Where Garcia was, he was right at that portion where that wall's at. So he was able to get up. So there was a wall in between him and I'm assuming where the suspect had went. I don't know how far.
Okay.
West into that little enclosed area he had went when Garcia made contact with him and started to tell him, let me see your hands. And again, when I first looked to my left, all I was able to see was Garcia and hear him giving the commands. And then as I'm running, I start to see the guy come up and then towards him.
Did Officer Garcia say anything to you during the incident while you're running? Did he say anything about the suspect, or did you tell him you're going to go around, or did you guys communicate anything? By
well, as we're running, I know he's going. He's like to the rear. He's running to the back. Something along those lines. I don't know verbatim what he said. Yeah. We work pretty good together. So then when you get here, he's going like west. So when he says west, automatically that's when I doubled back to cut off his escape route, or to be able to pin him down to where we have him. You know, we can start to give him commands.
Yeah, I just had a couple follow-up things. When you guys, you and Officer Garcia are up here at the front, and you first notice this guy, what is it that draws your attention to him?
He just starts to run as soon as he sees us.
Okay, so did you see him and then he ran, or did he like run, and you looked over and there was a guy running?
No, I don't remember, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he looked at us and then ran, or as soon as we came out, you know, he had saw us first and then
right.
started running, so I'm not sure, sir.
Okay. Excuse me. And then when he runs to the back in the south direction there, and you and Officer Garcia are chasing him, you said that, like, and again, I'm just estimating because it's pretty vague right here, but you were approximately where when you last saw him?
I was somewhere right here by the garage area.
Okay.
And Garcia was in front of me. So from my vantage point, I lost him somewhere right here as he started to go this way. And then as we come around the corner, we hear the noise of the person going over, or somebody going over the wall,
okay.
which was consistent with the direction that the guy was last seen going.
Okay. Because what I'm going to try to do is get you to mark where approximately you were and where Officer Garcia was the last time you remembered seeing him prior to losing sight and then hearing the noise.
Yeah, I was somewhere like right here, sir. I don't know where Garcia last saw him, or if he continued to see him and saw him scale the wall. But I can't speak for him, but I know where I last saw him was about right here.
Okay, so you were right about here, and where was the suspect?
Like right here, just turning the corner right here.
Okay, so you could see straight through?
Yeah, kind of like as I'm going here, he's kind of like this way.
Okay.
And when I'm here, you know, at that angle right there,
right.
I can't see him anymore.
Okay. Do me a favor. Put your name here, and then put, position you were at when you last saw him.
So just
that's good. And then if you want to...
Final visual contact.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the terminology to use for that. And then where was the suspect?
Right here. I'm assuming he was somewhere right here. Right, I mean, wherever this angle is.
Right.
You know, as soon as you get that angle right here, so maybe somewhere over here.
Okay. You want to make an X and then put suspect, and then like
okay.
just you can just draw a line or something to show that was approximately where he was the last time you saw him, when you were there.
All right. So maybe like right here again. It's not to scale.
Yeah. Exactly.
So then just put suspect.
Yeah.
And then again, put final visual contact
yeah.
for me. Winnie.
That's
for all call.
Okay, so when the last time you see him, you're back here, mm-hmm. and as you continue advancing, you don't see him, but you hear the thumping or
the noise.
The noises indicating that he went. Either west or southwest.
Yeah, he went over the wall and continued this way. He went over the wall this way.
Okay. And then you and Officer Garcia continued forward. Officer Garcia took up a position here, and you went around the block. To
yeah, we both, again, we both continued all the way south into this very corner right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Garcia's like west, so automatically I'm just going to come back over here and try to hold here and see where this guy's going.
Okay. Do you want to So
I had a couple of questions, if that's okay. When you guys pass red shirt, does red shirt tell you anything?
As we're running, we're like, I say, where's the guy? And then red shirt kind of goes like that. He points right to the rear and the way that we're going.
Okay.
And smoker over here, do you say anything to
Smoker?
Yeah,
I don't say anything to Smoker. Smoker's just standing back there smoking a cigarette.
Okay, so not necessarily offering any help, but also not hindering your investigation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to account for the other two bodies in the backyard. Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
The red shirt guy, do you remember about how old he was by chance? Young guy, older guy.
Maybe like in his 20s or 30s, 20s, 30s, something like that.
Do you remember just hairstyle by any chance? Was he a tall guy, a short guy, big guy, small guy?
I'm maybe about 5'9". He was taller than me. Yeah.
Okay.
Hispanic.
Nothing else?
Yeah.
I think that's about all I have.
Yeah.
Was there any other information that we didn't bring up that you think is relevant to this? I don't want to leave you hanging that we didn't ask you something that you can think of.
No. Just again, that from my vantage point, that this guy, the suspect, had every opportunity to go south and away from Garcia, or go west and continue on into the open street. But for whatever decisions, or reasons, he decided to continue to go, come up and go towards Officer Garcia, who's giving him commands, which I was able to hear clearly out into the street, which was a good distance away, which, I mean, if I can hear from out there, somebody from this close.
How far would you estimate that distance to be? You were on Lacey at the time?
Yeah, I was on Lacey when I caught the flashlight, my peripheral vision, and I started to hear him give him commands. So, okay. I mean, I don't know how many feet.
But you couldn't see Officer Garcia. You could only see the suspect.
No. At first, I could see the flashlight, I looked to my left, and then I can see that Garcia is already up, elevated, and giving guy commands.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Danny. Do you have an estimate? Are we talking 2 car lengths, 4 car lengths, from your position to?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe it's between 6 to 8 car lengths. It was a pretty good distance.
Yeah, okay. So you're a significant way away.
And you could hear what he was saying.
Clearly.
Okay. Anything further?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, the time is 15:52 hours, and that'll conclude this interview.